You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Free Edition, Case 207, Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts by Bob Dylan. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Blood on the Tracks, released in 1975, marked a return to popularity for Bob Dylan after several years of lukewarm interest from both fans and critics. It remains an album considered one of Dylan's best. This week on Lyrics Undercover, we'll look at a song that tells a story as completely as any novel, Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts. Bob Dylan was born Robert Allen Zimmerman in Duluth, Minnesota in 1941. Following graduation from high school in 1959, he studied at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. It was there he began playing in coffee houses under the name Bob Dylan, taking his surname from poet Dylan Thomas. Over his career, he pioneered a variety of songwriting styles, from confessional singer-songwriter to stream-of-consciousness narratives. As a musician, his style ranged from acoustic folk to electrified folk rock and the blues. Tim Riley of National Public Radio described Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts as, quote, an intrinsically invasive allegory about romantic facades that hide criminal motives. Others have described it as a criminal facade hiding romantic motives.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a ball. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts.
The Jack of Hearts is never named. He is described as looking and moving like the Jack of Hearts, a man who walks on stage when, quote, anyone with any sense had already left town.
He moved across the mirrored room, sitting up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. And he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins? Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts.
There are many references to card games in the song. The girls are playing five-card stud, and Lily is looking for a third queen to match her pair. Instead, she draws the Jack of Hearts.
Backstage, the girls were playing five-card stud by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim owned the town's only diamond mine, a reference to cheating at cards using the suit of diamonds. His cheating has served him well. He's wealthy and powerful, but he's met his match with the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim was no one's fool. He owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harem place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts.
There are references to both Lily and Rosemary as royalty. A queen without a crown is a wild card, a reference to Rosemary's role as the narrative unfolds. In her role as Big Jim's wife, she will clear the path for the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts.
Big Jim recognizes the Jack of Hearts, though he can't place why or where. Perhaps a faint memory of an association with Lily, maybe he's just an anonymous familiar face.
I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico, or a picture upon somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet, and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts.
Lily is a princess, another reference to royalty, though the term may also describe a very spoiled and self-absorbed young woman. She seems to exert a magnetic pull on men, but this time, the magnetism belongs to the Jack of Hearts.
Lily was a princess. She was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. Home and lots of strange affairs with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts.
The story playing out in the bar must be more compelling than any background noise. Though Lily wears Jim's ring, it does him no good. The Jack of Hearts trumps the king.
The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary is desperate to escape her life at any price, but in the name of a cause, she finds that cause in the Jack of Hearts.
Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts.
Lily seems to think that the Jack of Hearts might not make it out of this one. Perhaps his luck has run out. He may look as innocent as a saint, but the fact that there are footsteps in the hall shows that someone isn't buying it.
Lily took her dress off, buried it away. Has your luck run out? She laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall as a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you looking like a saint. Down the hallway footsteps, we're coming for the Jack of Hearts.
Justice is twisted as the backstage manager, sensing something is wrong, seeks out the hanging judge, only to find him drunk. Meanwhile, the symbolic card game with its bluffing and acting continues, and the Jack of Hearts, first a saint and now a monk, makes his escape.
The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. "There's something funny going on," he said, "I can just feel it in the air." He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts.
Now, the next verse didn't make it onto Blood on the Tracks, but was included on the Blood on the Tapes bootleg version. Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand who hounded her so much. "I've missed you so," she said to him, and he felt she was sincere, but just beyond the door he felt jealousy and fear. Just another night in the life of the Jack of Hearts. Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts is built on an ironic string of coincidences, events that inevitably shape each other. It is a combination of happenstance and fate for which a card game is an apt metaphor. As the door to the dressing room bursts open, events are set in motion and they cannot be stopped.
No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the jack of hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the jack of hearts.
By the next day, Big Jim is dead and Rosemary is blamed, though he could have just as well been the victim of Lily or the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary finds the oblivion she seeks, and Lily considers the other characters, tying their stories together.
The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. On the scene, missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Blood on the Tracks went double platinum in 1975 and in 2003 was ranked number 16 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Dylan has denied that the songs are autobiographical, and to think Lily and Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts is such a stretch. However, the album was written during a tough personal time, as his marriage to Sarah was ending. Jacob Dylan has said, "The songs are my parents talking," and the listener is all the richer for eavesdropping on the dialogue. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vidamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.